Bishkek, I love you. Having finished my work at the film festival in Bishkek, I was in no hurry to return home and decided to take my summer vacation. Before the sky was even light, a car stopped in front of my hotel to pick me up. Alia, who had attended the film festival, was in the passenger seat waving at me. Driving the car was Alia's partner, Eldar, the young director of the comedy, Bishkek, I Love You. Alia's parents live in Osh, the second largest city in the country. It is only half an hour away by plane, but the half-day journey over the mountain roads is full of spectacular scenery. And so I accepted her invitation to join her for the trip. After several days of being immersed in movies from morning to night, I wanted to take a break from films and get in touch with the rich nature of this country. The southern part of the country is lined with spectacular mountains. I also planned to visit the small town of Jalalabad, a former mining town just before Osh. And then I would catch up with Alia. Eldar drove us to a bus terminal on the outskirts of town. Here we boarded a minibus, small enough to make tight turns. The other passengers were all headed for Osh. Eldar, who still had some work to do in Bishkek, waved us off in the dark. When dawn came, we were already on the mountain roads, and the scenery was breathtaking. The beautiful roads are well known among cyclists, backpackers. We passed several foreign cyclists with tents packed on their bicycles. Every couple of hours, the bus would stop for toilet breaks, and it was nice to get out of the stifling car for some fresh air and to stretch our legs. The restrooms were at best just holes separated by plywood, and the men all disappeared into the grass to do their business quickly. A short time after our second meal break, the car arrived at the outskirt of Jalalabad. After 8 hours of driving, I got off the bus. Jalalabad's population is just a little over 100,000, but it is the third largest city in the country. Apart from the ruins of a once flourishing mineral spring, there is nothing to see, really. But it is good to feel the enthusiasm of the local people. I started to explore the city right away. Through a gap in the hustle and bustle, a large white yurt caught my eye, a type of mobile home seen all around Eurasia. In front of the yurt, several tables were lined up, and at one of them, an old man in a traditional cowpack hat was sipping tea. It seemed to be a restaurant. Our eyes met, and the old man greeted me with "Assalamu alaikum," and I responded in kind, "Wa alaikum assalam." The old man, his face deeply wrinkled, invited me in. The yurt was quite spacious inside, and the owner came out and said she could serve us ragman right away, but that shashlik would take some time. I decided to enjoy the noodle dish first while waiting for the shashlik. I had thought the old man out front might be related to the owner, but he was apparently just another guest. We are all guests in someone's life. I felt an inexpressible sense of comfort in this restaurant, something I often feel when I travel. Besides myself, there were only a few older men and women hosting a small party. I took a seat at a bit apart from them. Shortly after sitting, tea and ramen noodles were brought to me by the owner's children of elementary school age. I am not particularly sociable, but for some reason I have always had a soft spot for children. Since foreign guests were rare, the children hung around after serving me, showing me their school textbooks and toys. That was fun. Soon after, Ida, the eldest daughter, brought the shashlik. The 21-year-old sat a short distance away, watching as I tucked into the char-broiled lamb. The reunion group was getting into the swing of things and started dancing to the music playing in the restaurant. The owner brought a fresh cup of tea, and we had time to talk. She told me that her husband had gone to Siberia to work and that she had 6 children helping her run the store. When I told her my age, she asked why I wasn't married. I am often asked this when I am in this country. When I finished eating, the owner asked me to dance with Ida. I never refused such an invitation in a foreign country. I joined Ida and imitated the slow movements of the old people's group. I probably looked clumsy, but the restaurant owner just smiled at us. After a round of dancing, we sat down around the table again. The owner smiled and asked me, right in front of her daughter, "Will you marry Ida? She can do housework and is a good cook." I tried to imagine myself leaving my job in Japan and living here. It would be a stress-free life, never pressed for time. By the time I died, I would write a memoir about my life, and it might sell a few copies back home as a story of an unusual Japanese person, but would eventually be forgotten. That life doesn't seem so bad. I am tempted. But there was one problem. There were no movie theaters in Jalalabad. For me, life without movies is unthinkable. I heard that there were several small movie theaters in Osh. So in the end, I decided to get up early tomorrow, visit the mineral spring, and then go to Osh to watch a movie with Alia. It would be fun to surprise her by saying, "I'm getting married." I can just imagine her shocked face, but I think I'll just go watch a movie instead.